the Texans and the Colts game was tight, and it was one of the more high-scoring games the Texans have had this year, 29-27. And as I said on the other side, Clint, there was some plays out there they left on the field. Clint, you've even said as soon as the game ended that you think Shane Steichen is probably kicking himself for some of the decisions he made in that game. And the folks, you can jump in. Maybe you got none at all. But when the Colts have the ball, what's one thing that concerns you? What's one thing that concerns you in this game when the Colts have the ball?
Look, for me, it's the secondary versus these wide receivers. After we watched the explosive plays, literally four plays kept them in the game last time we played.
Yeah, week one, yep.
And so there's going to be a lot of effort put into stopping the run, obviously, with Anthony Richardson and Jonathan Taylor. There's something about those explosive plays that go hand in hand with a downhill run attack that scares the hell out of me. I look up and Josh Downs is back. Yeah. He was not there the last time the Texans played the Colts. And I'm not saying Josh Downs is an all-pro wide receiver, but Josh Downs is a very, very good slot receiver. He's a guy that in that RPO system that for a guy like Anthony Richardson, he's a security blanket, a guy that he can get the ball out to.
Say, yeah, what'd you say? He's missed three. I know Nick Caserio said that he's missed three games.
Yeah, he's played three games this year, and in terms of catches, he leads the team. He's tied with who was it? He's got 28 catches. He's tied with somebody. I think Michael Pittman Jr. Tied with Michael Pittman Jr. for the most catches on this team.
So clearly somebody they like to go to.
Yeah, whether it's Joe Flacco or Anthony Richardson, clearly a guy that Shane Steichen, the offensive coordinator head coach, likes to use. So he's back. Alec Pierce is not, I don't think it's a fluke anymore. He's one of the best big play wide receivers in the game, at least from a production standpoint. He is. We know who Michael Pittman Jr. is. He's a guy that can bite you at any moment. Then Adonai Mitchell, guy, rookie out of Texas last year, right here in Missouri City.
Yeah, Ridgepoint High School with
CU. And then the only guy I haven't mentioned, I can't remember his damn name, but Doolin, I think.
Austin Doolin.
He's a guy that caught a long touchdown against the Texans earlier in the season as well. So they've got some really good wide receivers, and I know they're going to try to run the football, which tells me D'Amico's going to load up and make sure he can stop the run, which puts these DBs on an island. And when it comes down to Jalen Petrie, Eric Murray, even Kalen Bullock, if he has to play, he gets caught up in any kind of man situations. I'm worried about those guys in this matchup. That's the biggest challenge.
That's the biggest thing is that when they're throwing the football, even with Richardson. To me, I can't get out of my mind, and I thought it was just short of brilliant. I don't want to say brilliant by you, just short of brilliant. I think it's very,
what's that,
very, very, very close to brilliant. Whatever's under brilliant, I don't want to give you quite brilliant on this Football Friday. But
impressive.
right after the game, and you've been saying it, is Shane Steichen has got to be looking at why in the hell did I stop running the ball with Jonathan Taylor. And it looks like Jonathan Taylor is going to return again when we get the official injury report from both teams. We'll let you know that, but it looks like he is. And it's so funny. Ever since that game, Jonathan Taylor, the games that he's been healthy, he's 24 carries, passes as well. Like, he's been nearing, in terms of rushing and catching the ball out of the backfield, nearing 30 touches. And I think they're going to run the ball 30-plus times in this game. Unless the Texans' offense, puts this game in a position in which they the lead is so big that they have to. But I think they're going to try to run the ball a good 30-plus times with Taylor, with the backs they have, Sermon, and with Anthony Richardson, of course. And my deal is, how does this defense handle that? How does this defense deal with that constant commitment to running the football with the guys they have running the football? And also with some of the injuries they have there, there potentially will be no Azeez Alshire there. We'll see about Henry Toa. Mario Edwards Jr. is out, and there wasn't a lot from D'Amico Autry in that first game, and really in the run game, it's not something that's a huge expectation from him. That, to me, is the concern of, can they stop it? But can they stop it with the amount of times I think that the Colts are going to try? I think they're going to be far more committed in the run game than they were the first game.
I would expect them to be. Now, the first game, when it's all said and done, what happened was he got away from it early, and then the Texans gave him no choice late. So the Texans really took the bull by the horns there. And would they have four plays in the third quarter, something like that, in the first game against the Colts? And so they really took the opportunity for them to really dial in the run in the second half. The Texans did a great job of taking it away.
Yeah, the Texans ran the ball so well. Yeah. They had long drives.
So we'll see if it kind of how the game unfolds. I don't expect the offensive plays to be such a big part of what the Colts get on the Texans. As you said, I expect them to run the football quite a bit more, and we'll see how the Texans deal with that changeup. But if they're able to dictate like they did last time they played, and in the second half really take the ball out of Jonathan Taylor and Anthony Richardson's hands, boy,
they finished with touchdowns in that game too to make the score. Yeah. So much so, even when they got the ball, that they had, because you want to make this a game where Richardson is throwing consistently. Yes, there are big plays, but you want to make it where, you know, if he's got to throw it 30 times, I think that's a win for the Texans rather than, you know, 35 rushes between him and Taylor and the rest of the guys in the backfield. All right, coming up, what was that about last night?
Mm.
What?